Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, you can tell it. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is our pal Rick Snyder, who contributes to thefandc.com. You know, Rick, you
Rick.
Rick recently wrote about Dan Snyder on thefandc.com and how now is the perfect time to sell. Do you think it's becoming more likely with this impending doomsday story coming out, Rick?
Yeah, everybody said I was crazy and it wasn't, you know, going to happen. And I don't know that it will. But there's a lot of things going on, and it wouldn't be a bad time to take your $2 billion and walk the road, you know. So we'll see.
Let me ask you something, Rick, because you could speak to a lot of this stuff. First of all, you've covered the Redskins for a long time. There have been times where you're a beat writer, where you're there every day. And you could speak to how you've heard a million rumors and stories, some of them that I know you know is true. But you can't publish it because it'll hurt your access, or it's just not worth the trouble, right? Or, you know, you could be sued, right? Talk about that part of being a beat guy.
All right. So I've been doing this 42 years, and I've been around the Redskins off and on 37. So I know what's going on this week. And I've never seen a story like this where everyone outside of who's writing it is speculating on it and kind of know, we all know pieces of it, but this is such a sensitive story that I guarantee you it's with the lawyers right now. And you gotta have very few media outlets anymore have the lawyers and resources to back a reporter, because otherwise you're naked and afraid and your whole life is up for grabs and you can't be pushed into something. Can't be pushed into something that's going to ruin your life if you're wrong. Or it's part wrong. I mean, this is high stakes stuff that's going on. And that's why, you know, everybody wants it, but you can't. And, you know, the access, you trade small favors over things. You know, you hear stuff, and I always say, if there's not a court report on it, I'm not going to worry about it. That's part of the give and take of being on beats. But the big stuff, brother, you got to have the big guns involved with you.
Here's a theory. Hold on, Jason. Any chance, and I don't know, Rick, do you still write for the Post?
No, I got laid off last year.
Right, because that Express, I don't even know if that Express thing even still exists, right?
No,
all right, so, just pure speculation. Jeff Bezos, everybody says, wants to buy the Redskins. Any chance he uses his wealth, one of the wealthiest guys, if not the wealthiest guy in the world, and he gets his investigators, his reporters, his newspaper, sicks them on this, dig up all the dirt you can, and publish this to leverage so that Jeff can swoop in and buy the team? Any chance something like that could be in play?
It's a hell of a conspiracy theory, but I would say no. I mean, that sounds like a political thing with the White House and all. We're too close to that.
Doesn't that sound pretty good, though? Hey, if you're Jeff Bezos and you want to buy Dan and you want to buy the team, Dan's not willing to sell it. So you, what does everybody do? You dig up your dirt, and then you get your newspaper on it, and then you know if it's published, there you go.
And maybe you get your dirt from Fred Smith, who's a minority owner.
You get it from everybody,
all right? Or Bruce Allen,
who was trying to buy the team.
Right.
Doesn't Amazon do work for FedEx?
I'm just taking
the conspiracy a little further.
Those
are all great theories, and I, you know, so you know I broke a lot of big stories back in my day. And people would always try and spot who's my sources, and I would rotate them so that you couldn't figure it out. So that's part of what goes on here, too. I'm really just amazed at how there's so much speculation over a deeply, you know, sad story. Well, if it's what we think, it ain't sad. It goes beyond that. And this could be maybe the biggest story in Washington sports since Len Bias died. Or they may just finally vet it out and realize they can't say what they want to say and just spike it. There's a lot of stories I had that I didn't run because you just can't prove stuff. And, you know, there's libel laws out there. So, you know, they're being very careful with what they're doing.
What was your rule of thumb when you had a story? Did you just have to have two sources, you know, just more than one, multiple sources, or what did you need to go with it?
Something really huge. You needed at least two, you know, because people lie to you. People lie to you all the time. When I covered the Redskins team sale, which is probably my biggest story and gave me a national rep, it was like I was encircled by six, eight people all screaming at me that they're telling the truth and the guy next to them's lying. And every day who was lying changed. So you had to be careful with, you know, people you normally trusted suddenly had an agenda. And that happens all the time. It's all like the politics. I can't imagine how politics reporters last long because I'd have an ulcer every day. But, you know, that's what happens in stories like this. People have their own agendas and will lie. Bold-faced lie. I mean, people don't think lying's a sin anymore. So you have to be careful with that, too. So you have to just... It's a lot of who do you know, who can you really trust more than anything.
Right.
Let's switch gears. I know that you tweeted about Larry Michael stepping down, and you have some recommendations as who should take over. I don't think he threw in Pete Medhurst, our guy Pete Medhurst, as the next play-by-play voice of the Redskins. He's fantastic.
Well, there's only four choices on a Twitter poll, you know,
and true.
I have a lot of friends in town, and, you know, I forgot to put Bram in it, but, you know, I pushed our boy Grant. You know, Grant's young, but he's been around 20-plus years. He's doing the hard work. You know, he's done the smaller football stuff. But, I mean, the public, I've got over 3,000 votes, which is good. Usually only food polls make that high. And, you know, Buck is, you know, a little bit the favorite over Chick Hernandez. Chick would be great, too, because you're going to have a sense of humor with this team, you know, when you're play-by-play. You know, and I think, you know, Kevin Sheehan certainly could do it well. Grant could do it. Bram could do it. It'd be an interesting thing to see because Larry Michael took over and became also like a communications guy with the website and all that. So it's not just straight play-by-play. Or they could break the job up into two. But, man, the fans are really big on this. Fans, this is a great time to be a fan. Get to pick a new name, a new mascot, a new announcer. I mean, it's just all the little stuff that Twitter lives on.
And it's tough. Can you imagine? I mean, when Larry took over, he was really taking over for a legend with Sonny, Sam, and Frank. I mean, that was a legendary trio. I mean, you know, now you're taking over somebody who's been doing it for 16 years. You wonder if they get somebody from outside.
That's very possible, too. I mean, I could see that coming. There's people in Richmond, for instance, that they could bring up. There's a lot of guys that can do play-by-play. And, you know, so, you know, I'd love to see Grant get it, get the big break, you know, move the nation, but... But there's lots of guys that are worthy.
I like all those guys.
Yeah.
You know, and Pete certainly could be.
Pete's excellent.
Get Pete in there. Pete's been underappreciated his whole career.
Pete's been really good.
Come on, Pete's a rock star. He's finally starting to get a little shine with the Nats.
Run one of those junkie polls and just put Pete's name four times.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
Getting back to the story, do you think that there's, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire? You believe this is going to be as big as these sources are saying?
Well, I mean, it's already gotten to the gigantic part of, you know, short of executions at dawn. I don't know if it reaches the hype. But it's, you know, if it's what we hear, it's certainly could be a well-talked-about story, and it's going to have some long-running implications.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'll wait till the Post runs a story before I punk out and talk about it, or wait and see if there's a courthouse document, or, you know, until then, you really are just speculating.
That's what we've been doing for 2 hours and 13 minutes. We've been speculating.
Hey, man, you know, you got no ball games to talk about. So this
I feel
is
bad.
Perfect. We do have a ball game, I guess, to talk about in a week. Yeah. What do you make of the baseball season coming up and the Nationals in this 60-game sprint?
Let me just say something real quick before he answers. I watched yesterday on YouTube, Rick, I watched the Boston Red Sox inter-squad scrimmage for about three innings. Mm-hmm. Okay? It was so weird because it's going to be – that's exactly the way it's going to be. Now, obviously, you're playing another team, but nobody in the stands, obviously. They were pumping in some music. You know, they weren't pumping in crowd noise like maybe the Nats will do, but it was just strange to watch. And it's going to be really weird to watch the Nats Yankees with nobody in the stands and, you know, no one to kind of feed off of. I don't know, man. I'll get used to it like I'm getting used to golf without the galleries, but it's going to be really strange in the first couple weeks.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but listen, I've watched so many Hallmark movies, I can't take it anymore. But I don't care what they do.
I know. I'm with you.
They could have bunting practice, and I'll watch for a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, that this team could win a World Series again, maybe, short season. Go for it. I'm sorry Zimmerman's not playing because this would have been perfect for him, playing DH in a 60-game season.
Yeah.
You know, they got as good a shot as anyone to, you know, win this again. That'd be – hey, it certainly would help distract from life's problems right now.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about that. I'm just saying it's just going to be very strange.
Well, thank you, Rick. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, I told you nothing, but, you know, I survived. I'm going to get called in the courts for this.
DM me. We'll share conspiracy rumors.
Yeah, well, when it all comes out, go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah. We will, for sure. All right, thank you, buddy.
All right, see you.
All right, that's Rick Snyder. You can follow him on Twitter. I think it's Snide_remarks. I have to admit, I do feel awkward just throwing out all of these rumors. I just feel silly.
But it is the biggest story, even though it's a non-story. I said that at the top of the show. It's a non-story right now, but everybody is waiting for something big to happen, and that's what people are interested in. And maybe it is because there aren't games going on. If you had the Capitals right now playing in the playoffs, chasing a Stanley Cup, and you had Redskins training camp actually starting, and you had Major League Baseball in the middle of the summer going on and the Nationals trying to repeat, maybe we wouldn't talk about it so much, but you don't have any of those things.
Hey, Drabby, can you hit up?
Yeah.
Can we do some investigative work?
Our own?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you like hit that. Up Will Hobson, the investigative reporter from the Post, and ask him if he's writing a piece on the Redskins' toxic culture.
All right, why do you say that guy's name?
Because I've heard his name mentioned multiple times. He's like the investigative reporter with
you
the Post.
You want to see if he wants to come on?
Well, he won't, I'm sure. But
come on.
No, I'm not saying he's going to talk about the story.
Yeah. Well, maybe he can refute it. Maybe he can say.
Yeah, maybe he'll say, no, I'm not.
Maybe he can say, I'm not involved. I've heard multiple people say Will Hobson is the investigative guy with the Post, and he's the one that's going to drop. He's like the primary guy that's going to drop this.
By the way, on the first hole, Bryson DeChambeau carries it 329 yards, carries it 329. Mm-hmm. It ends up going 355. He's playing with Cantlay and Morikawa. They both topped out at 308. He's 50 yards ahead of him.
Yeah. It's hard to beat
that. And, by the way, center cut.
It's hard to beat that. You know, he's going to be hitting sandwich in every hole. Drabby, what do you think about that? Ask him for official comment.
I'll ask him for an official on-the-record comment.
Yeah. Are you writing a piece on the toxic culture of the Redskins? See what he says.
And when is it coming out?
When's it coming out? Right. Can you do it before 10 a.m.? Can you hurry up already?
All right, crafting it now.
Do you like my Jeff Bezos theory? That this is Jeff sicking his investigators on the Redskins to dig up dirt, to stir up the situation, to force Dan to sell.
Are you asking me?
Yeah. You like my theory?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think you're trying to find another reason to squash this story somehow.
How?
I don't know. You keep saying now this isn't a big deal. There's nothing going on, and I'm trying to figure out why you keep saying
but we
that.
We talked about the...
I just gave you two theories.
But we talked about that angle like 2 hours ago. It's not like you just came up with this.
I heard that yesterday.
I mean, I don't understand how you're saying
I just came up with this Bezos story.
We talked about it at 6:05.
He wasn't listening.
Jeff was the one behind it. That Jeff hired his own personal investigator.
Maybe we didn't take it to the point of did Jeff Bezos hire a personal investigator, but we made connections.
I'm saying Jeff Bezos hired his own investigators to dig up the dirt.
I think
if you'd said that, then I'm sorry. I didn't hear you say that.
You've been reading too many wacko blogs or something. Mm-mm. Your mind is all over the place. Everything's a conspiracy. Everything's fake.
Well, he's just tired of the speculation.
I'm tired of the speculation.
He's tired of the nothing burger.
It's been a huge, ginormous nothing burger with pickles and relish.
I think it's going to be a Five Guys burger, which is going to be silly.
It's going to be a big, juicy one?
Yes.
Another might be right. Burger.
All right, let's take a break. It is Open Line Thursday. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We'll be right back.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on an Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show at 800-636-1067. All show we've been talking about this possible bombshell that is going to come out regarding the Washington Redskins. The rumors on Reddit and Twitter say it involves a sex scandal, a culture of sexual harassment, maybe some cover-ups. And we're wondering, as a Redskins fan, do you walk away from this? You know, we've talked about the last few days, the name change, and there are some mostly longtime loyalists of the team who really have emotions and feelings about the team say that they're going to walk away because of the name change. When you add this to the equation, if it comes out and all the things that we're speculating about, do you divorce yourself from the team because of it? 800-636-1067. Is there a level of embarrassment that is your breaking point?
No, that's I've tried to quit him a million times. That's a great question, JP.
Did you come up with that yourself? That's great.
I think it was discussed a lot during the break.
That's awesome.
I think that it's tough to have an actual breaking point when you follow a team and a sport for your whole life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, the teams that I grew up rooting for, the ones that I was most fervently a fan of, if the owner did something creepy, it's not going to make me stop rooting for the team. Maybe I'd want a new owner, but I'd be hard pressed to leave rooting for the team and walk away from following a team that I've rooted for in that sport for years and years. So I don't know that any Redskins fans are going to say, man, there was a bunch of sexual harassment going on and cover-ups, and it's a debacle.
Well, right now, since there's no practices, there's no training camp, obviously no games, that's what everyone's focusing on. But once that all starts, I could see these people, you know, the rabid fans just saying, all right, back to business, let's watch some football. But right now, I mean, I'm sure they're pissed and embarrassed.
800-636-1067. How do you feel about this as a Redskins fan? I think a lot of people feel excited because there's that possibility, if you do go the conspiracy theory route, that Snyder could end up being bounced out as the owner.
A small chance.
Yeah. That's why I don't want to get my hopes up too much. And I just
can't
imagine
anything,
him
is there anything
involved.
That you could hear, EB, as a Redskins fan that would make you walk away from the team in terms of behind-the-scenes organizational stuff with executives and people in the front
in
office?
In all honesty, no.
Yeah.
There's literally nothing that could happen.
Right.
Think about it. If you're a Penn State
Snyder,
alum,
by the way, you already hate Snyder.
Think about it. If you're a Penn State alum, they didn't even care about the child porn stuff. Like, I mean, that was the worst scandal in the history of the world.
I wouldn't say they didn't care about
it's
it.
It's not that they didn't care, but it didn't make them not still love Penn State.
They still defended the university.
Yeah. I mean, well, some of them did.
And they defended Paterno.
Yeah.
Big
time. Yeah. To the end. Now, listen, I'm not going to defend anybody. It is what it is.
They didn't defend Sandusky, and they knew he had to go.
No, right. But it didn't make them not a fan of Penn State.
The team is bigger than any one individual or any group. It just is.
They could have the worst. He could turn out to be the devil. I already think he is, kind of. So, you know what I mean? It's not going to make me. I've tried to quit this team 100 times. I've bought Ravens hoodies before. I go to the games. I don't know. You can't. I'm stuck.
But maybe it is. Look, there are clearly for several years, there's been a decline in fans. Most of that is probably because they've had a terrible product on the field. So they haven't been winning
games.
They're
not true fans.
Less people are going to the games because of all the things from parking to getting to the stadium.
Right.
It's not convenient, and they are losing. So there's been a decline in fans, but maybe there are some who've been teetering, and then when they hear something like this, a real-life thing, which, again, we don't have the exact details. The story hasn't even come out. It's just all rumors.
Yeah.
But if the story comes out and all of a sudden we are blown away and we find it to be sickening, as some people have described, and we find it to be sad and disappointing, maybe those fans that are teetering do walk away and say, screw it. I just can't support the franchise.
I'm sure there will be some people.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
The thing that I just keep coming back to is – why the two scouts were fired in mid-July, okay, and then...
because something shady was going on. That's
right,
obvious.
And then why is Larry Michael retiring in mid-July?
I don't want to speculate on
I mean,
Larry,
he's not tired.
Do your own math.
I know, I'm just saying, he's not tired of doing play-by-play.
No.
It's not like he woke up and said, you know what, I'm just done, I put my time in. It just doesn't make sense to me.
The Larry one makes less sense to me, and I'm not saying that you're incorrect about the firing of Santos and Mann, but... feel like, I said this earlier, feel like we always knew that was coming. That was reported before the draft, that some of these personnel people were going to be around a little bit longer post-draft. And I don't know the contract situations, like when those guys' contracts were expiring. I understand that they were fired when the contracts of the guys that Rivera brought in were expiring. You know, we don't know when those guys were going to become available. So Rivera may have known all along that he was going to bring in his guy from Carolina, but he couldn't until the guy's contract expired.
Yeah, I think I would have gotten out. I don't know why you're ignoring the obvious. As soon as those two guys were fired, people started talking about stories bigger than,
you're the one that's been ignoring the obvious the whole show.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, listen, I know they're for 100%. There's a lot of shenanigans going over at Redskins Park. Probably at every NFL franchise. But certainly over here in Ashburn. I know that for a fact. A lot of shenanigans. But I don't know for a fact that people are willing to publish it.
Yeah, but you've been saying it's a nothing burger. So how can it be a lot of shenanigans and a nothing burger at the same
time? Oh, no. There's a lot of shenanigans going on. That's a fact. I'm not denying the shenanigans. The nothing burger is... who's going to have the balls to publish the shenanigans? That's what I'm saying.
Can we ban Nothing Burger from the show?
I don't know how those things
you don't understand what I'm saying?
You can't have a lot of shenanigans and it equate to a Nothing Burger.
Because someone has to report it. Who's going to
have...
My point is
never going to be reported?
It might not be. You're going to never get access to the team again. You're going to get attacked. You're going to get hounded. You're going to get sued. The ramifications. Listen, are there shenanigans going on at Redskins Park? 100%. Scandalous things going on over there.
You can't call it a nothing burger.
It's a nothing burger until it's published. Who's going to publish it?
Not if things have
happened.
That's
my point. There's definitely shenanigans. 100%. But who's going to publish it?
I don't know. We'll
find out.
Who's going to
withstand the NFL lawyers, Dan's lawyers? Who's willing to basically put their career? Like Rick said it himself. Who's going to put their career on the line?
Is it the super fans that are going to come after you, right? Because they don't want to see their team being torn down.
Oh, well, that's a whole other thing. But I would just be scared to death of my professional and frankly, my bank account.
All right, let's go to the phones.
If these allegations are true. Do you understand what I'm saying, JP? There's definitely shenanigans.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop. That doesn't stop publications or reporters from breaking stories.
I'm not contradicting myself at all.
No, no, Eric, what I'm saying.
I think it's a total contradiction to say it's a nothing burger and then say, oh, but there are a lot of shenanigans going on. So that means that it's not nothing.
No, no. There's 100% shady nonsense going on over there. No one denies that. I don't deny that. I know that 100%. I've heard too many stories. Everyone has. It's not a unique thing.
Except at times you've said, that's probably going to be no big deal. It'll probably be some story that nobody cares about.
Because they are not going to have the balls to publish it. I've challenged people. But my whole point is, who's going to have the balls to publish the nonsense? That's why I say nothing burger. Not that there's nothing going on. Oh, there's shenanigans over there. That place is a circus.
We're going round and round.
I want to hear what you were going to say.
It hasn't stopped other publications from publishing or going forward with huge stories just because there's lawyers involved. If they have sources and they have the truth, they're going to publish it.
Okay.
Now it might not be J.P. Finley.
This kind of stuff that they're saying, though,
you act like big stories don't break all the time.
Sure, but what people are talking about when they're using the word sickening. You're raising the level to like Jeffrey Epstein to Penn State.
Not
that's
really.
The kind of level story that we're.
That's your interpretation of one adjective.
I said, if it's just going to be somebody flirting with a secretary and getting fired for that, I think that's a nothing burger.
It'll be
okay, but you just said it's beyond that. This is where you're contradicting
yourself. If it's beyond that and someone has the balls to publish it, sure, I know there's more than that going on,
Eric.
But
you're getting all worked up about something that's going to happen.
Well, that's because JP's working them up.
Well, hold on. What do you mean it's going to happen? Like, so why has it happened?
They're putting the finishing touches on it, like we've talked about.
Are they still working on the Dez Bryant story?
That's one story.
All right.
JP's just going like this: prick, 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 prick.
Do you think
stories don't
get spiked?
I mean, they do, but not at this stage.
All right.
Something's going to come out.
Okay. I hope so. I hope
so. Yeah, a big nothing burger.
If it comes out and it'd be a big dud, be a whole lot of nothing in there. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's as scandalous as everybody thinks.
Well, look, if it doesn't come out, we're just going to hammer all the people, even the local reporters that came out and said there's a huge story. I'll hammer them. I don't care.
Let's go to Peter in Fredericksburg on line two. Peter, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, fellas. Good morning.
What's up?
I'm so glad that you're talking about this concept of how the fans are going to react. And I've been listening to, you know, over an hour so far, and I'm thinking about how I'm going to feel. Mm. And I was thinking about it last night in bed, and I'm not sure what could come out that would make me stop being a fan. And I was thinking about the whole Penn State thing, like you guys were saying. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's going to be to that level. But even if it is, it's like they've fired everyone involved. Anyone there right now, like, how could people attack me as a fan for being a fan of this team when they've kind of taken steps to get rid of what it was? And I also don't know how it's going to affect the future. Penn State, it made sense. Recruits aren't going to want to go there, going to lose money that way. This is a professional organization. How maybe lose draft picks if it ends up being something like that, but what from there on out?
If you're a diehard fan, like you truly love this team, I don't see how any scandal is going to make you not still like the team, because you like the team, not any one person. You don't like the team because of Dan Snyder. You don't like the team because of one player. You like the team. You just grow up watching the team. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of pathetic, and they take advantage of that as fans. But what could there's nothing they could do that make me not be a fan of the Skins. The biggest thing they could do is lose all the time. And that's been the closest thing to me abandoning the team.
And like you said, maybe a lot of fans are hoping that something bad happens so Dan is forced out.
Well,
every fan is thinking that.
Eric, I'm just going to tell you now, you're going to be tired of defending them. Because you're going to have idiots that come up to you and say, well, how does it feel to root for that organization? It's going to be like defending Ray Lewis for me as a Ravens fan. Because, you know, you hear all the time, oh, you're a Ravens fan? Ray Lewis is a murderer. Or Ray Rice punches women. You know, you just hear it all the time, and you're going to get tired of it. And this is what's going to happen, is that whatever it
and
is.
Did you give up on the Ravens?
No, but you just still get tired of it. I'm just going to tell you, you're gonna eye roll every single time you hear it, and every single time you're at a family function.
He supposedly gave up on them for a while when he went to the whole "It's Just Sports," but then Lamar Jackson burst upon the scene.
No, they got hot and he got back sized in. Again.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it is just sports.
That's what I said. Winning cures it all. Right. It always does.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Take your calls. Lines are locked and loaded. 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show on an open line Thursday on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on an open line Thursday. If you want to jump on, 800-636-1067 is the number. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We're talking about what you would do as a Redskins fan if the level of embarrassment is as high as some of these reports are. Somebody tweeted us, says, I'm a lifelong Skins fan, and of course I'm disappointed in what we've been through the last 20 years, but I'll never turn my back on them. If sickening acts have taken place, those involved won't be there anymore. We take out the trash and we move on. And I think that's probably how most fans feel about this, and you can weigh in. The other thing I just wanted to say about Twitter, totally unrelated, you can see sending your dog pictures. We don't need any more dog pictures. It's great. They have beautiful dogs. That ended at 5 p.m. yesterday because they're still streaming in.
Yeah.
They're grasping. They're grasping to get into the contest.
You know, I'm texting with a buddy of mine, my buddy Doug, and he's talking about he feels the same way about the Giants. There's literally nothing that could come out of Redskins Park that would make me not be a fan of the team. Right. There's literally nothing.
By the way, Jason, did you go on with Nubs Doug recently? I think I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah,
did you have a return to Big Fat Winners?
Did a little guest spot with Dougie and Skippy. Yeah, we did that a couple days ago.
You could do a gambling podcast from your family room with a tin can or, you know, with like paper cups.
Yeah.
And Jason will come on your show to talk gambling.
I just love it.
Yeah, it just gets
it makes the world go. It makes my world go round.
Yeah, no, I've seen Jason's been doing some appearances. He went on our station down in Richmond too, right?
Yeah, Wes McElroy. Yeah,
he's been making the rounds.
I like Wes.
He's making the rounds.
Wes is my boy.
Wes is great. Let's go to Mike in McLean on line three. Mike, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Good morning, boys. How we doing?
Hey, doing okay.
Hey, I'm 41. Lifelong Redskins fan, had tickets, season tickets at RFK, had season tickets at FedEx, gave them up a number of years ago because I hate the stadium, I hate Snyder. I love the team. I'm wearing a Redskins t-shirt right now, and I've been embarrassed by this team for 20 years, and I've thought about quitting, but I can't because, you know, in a normal world that we live in,
you know, I want to tune in on Sundays at 1 o'clock and watch my team. And so I'm tickled for this article to come out. I'm hoping that this is the final nail in the coffin that makes Snyder go away. I'm obviously not advocating for anybody getting hurt physically, mentally, or in any way, shape, or form. But I'm really hoping that this quote unquote toxic culture directly maps back to Snyder and that this is in fact, you know, again, just the end. And by the way, the conspiracy theory that Bezos is behind this, I don't think it's terribly far fetched. I think it's completely within reason. Yeah, really appreciate you guys working hard. So thanks so much for staying on the air.
I don't know if this is true or not. Somebody tweeted that the Amazon/FedEx connection ended like a year ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if FedEx was delivering Amazon packages, or I guess FedEx would have probably been.
I get
Amazon
stuff
packages
from everybody. UPS, right. Amazon trucks. Yeah. Had a guy in an Amazon truck going about 60 miles an hour up my street the other day. I wanted to call in. I didn't know who to complain to. It was ridiculous. Reckless driving.
Amazon, anyway. FedEx, UPS travel up my street more than my neighbors do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's true.
They have a permanent spot on the shared driveway.
They really do. Yeah. I mean, they're always coming. I know all of them. I know their names.
Wow. You know what's funny?
The UPS girl, her name's Donna. The FedEx guy's Brian.
Right.
I don't know the Amazon. The Amazon's got a couple different ones, but I mean, they might as well be my buddies.
Right.
It's incredible.
Somebody tweeted me. It's a great point, and it's true. It's kind of along the lines of giving up your fandom. They said, "What if Snyder was caught on mic disparaging fans, right, talking about rigging the costs, how fans are idiots, how he doesn't care about them at all? Would that stop me from being a fan?" I don't think so.
No.
Probably not, because you root for the home team. Look, most of the fans,
I don't care about him.
You root for the home team.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd want Dan out as owner, but you still root for the team.
Everybody does. We all agree with that.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, what if he was saying something? What if he was caught on mic saying something racist?
Well, then we're going to get rid of him.
Yeah. Well, then that's the dream. That's when he's out.
That's the dream, and I've said that for years.
But I don't think he's caught on tape doing anything.
I don't think
so either.
I think he's such a weirdo. He didn't even have that many friends.
Let's go to Don in Ashburn on line 6. Don, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, boys. Jason, EB, real quick. I was the guy that offered to be your mule at KO Distillery when the pandemic set in.
Nice.
I wanted to say real quick, you know, that I have been a little closer to this team than probably most fans, in the sense that my dad had season tickets when I was about 9 or 10 years old, back in the Jack Party days. Mm-hmm. I had an uncle in the band. I had another extended family member that was a Redskinette at the same time. I've worked for companies that have had suites and had sideline passes, and one of them actually used to be owned by George Preston Marshall and had a bunch of tickets because of that. And I could never imagine abandoning this team for any reason. One of the callers had said it, and you guys had said it, that, you know, a change in leadership takes any stain off of what might be embarrassing or what might be coming down the pike. But I could never. The only thing that would maybe put me in question, honestly, is if, you know, when they started talking about making them a red, white, and blue team like all the other DC teams, it would be hard for me to get behind that. But I still don't know that I could abandon them for any reason.
The colors affect you more than anything.
Yeah,
wow.
There's something to that, though. There is something to that.
Yeah,
all right, thank you, buddy.
But it sounds like he's a lifelong Washingtonian. He lives in Ashburn now. Yeah. Again, I think you tend to root for the home teams. It's just the way it is.
All right, let's go to Rob in Minneapolis, line 2. Rob, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks. Rob, are you there?
Robbie.
Yep, I'm right here.
Hey, man.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, what's up, pal?
Hey. Are there any other guys that live in a $1 million house that go out and meet their UPS driver and the Amazon driver and FedEx driver? I'm just curious.
Hey, I'm just telling you, that's because they're at my house 3 times a week. It's kind of impossible not to know the guy.
Yeah, Jason's very annoying that way. He wants to know everyone's names and their background and where they're from. And
yeah, I'm very social. Bickle's antisocial.
Like,
I'm
Rob,
social.
How do you know how much Jason's house? Have you Zillowed his house?
No, I haven't. But I kind of know that area. I have a friend that kind of lives probably close to him in Ashburn.
Gotcha. Informed speculation.
It's Cashburn,
okay.
Man. It's Cashburn.
Hey, if someone's going to give me $1 million for my house,
he'd be sized.
Where do I sign?
Right.
Hmm.
So what do you got, Rob?
All right. Well, this is what I am butt-sized for, is for this story to come out, be just a complete poop, pile of poop, and you guys get to ban every reporter that ever said it was a huge story from the show. I never want to hear snide underscore remarks on the show ever again if this story comes out and it's, you know, touched
well, hold on.
My
did
hair,
Rick did Rick hype it up?
I don't know. That's just an example. But I would be so – look, I could care less what the story is. I don't care. But I'm psyched for the bet for when this comes out and it's really not a big story. Like, I never want to hear any
you want
of these
all
guys
of these, you want all of the reporters to be wrong is what you're saying. All these reporters who are alluding to a big story coming out, you're rooting for them all to be wrong.
Yeah.
You'll get some sort of perverse pleasure.
Yeah, he's anti the look at me.
Right.
The people that are going on Twitter and making themselves
so
a part of it.
So he wants Locken for Julie Donaldson, just go down the list, yeah, Scott Abraham, all of them to be proven
wrong. Yeah, J.P. Finley.
Right.
Yep, I think they're all trying to race to the big storyline. Oh, huge story, but they don't really know what's going on. They're all just trying to race to the finish line.
It's possible.
Right.
Thank you, Rob.
Don't you think, though, that some of these like allegations, somebody would say, there's a big story coming out, and part of it is this? And that, because reporters don't care. They want to beat each other to the story. Why wouldn't somebody leak some of the details, put their name on it?
Again, the perspective from Albert Breer and Mike Garofolo from the NFL Network are that when it's this type of story with the amount of legwork, that there's kind of an unwritten rule, you don't step on the toes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but people don't care.
Those are two people in the business.
All right,
I'm
in the business.
Two people in the business who report.
I'm
not in
the
that business. You're not even close to that business. You're not a reporter.
I'm in the business.
You're not an NFL reporter.
You've said a million times, we're not journalists.
I'm not, but I'm in the business. I know a million of them.
You're on the fringes. That's like saying I'm in the acting business because I did a TV show.
But, Eric, why are you discounting the fact that these guys that you're talking about might just know there's a story, they just don't have any details? That's why they're only saying what they're saying.
That's what we all know.
Right. Well, they got to it first.
Eric, if you found out one of the details of the story and you knew it was ironclad
and I had it cold.
And you had it cold,
yeah,
would you go on air and say,
if I knew I couldn't be sued for it,
at 8 o'clock, I'm going to give you one of the details.
No,
that's
I would
come
just
out
do
the
it.
Story.
I would do it before.
No, you'd contact Entercom's lawyers and say, hey, can we do this? And
no. It depends on what it is. Like, I've broken stories before, I've broken 4 or 5 stories, and it's butt nerve wracking. Even the most trivial story, but nerve-wracking.
Yeah, but
if you think you got it, you got it buttoned down by a couple other people to verify it, and you're comfortable with it. You just go with it, and you sit there, and you fasten your seatbelt, and it's gut-wrenching.
I know, but
because you don't want to be wrong.
This isn't,
and that's the smallest story.
This isn't the Des Moines Register. This is the Washington Post. They break big stories. And you all of a sudden acting like newspapers don't do big investigative reports.
Of course
is
they
wrong.
Do. But of course they do. But I also know that people are butt-sized to get their scoops. They're butt-sized for scoops.
Well, maybe real journalism is making a comeback.
I don't even believe in real journalism anymore.
Well, see, now you're letting your personal issues paint everything.
That's true.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll continue to talk about this, 800-636-1067. If you're a Redskins fan, does an impending scandal get you to your breaking point where you stop rooting for the Washington franchise? 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.